This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's time to finish up the State Fair. We've been doing this for a long time. It is the Newlywed Game. Dave, are you ready?
I am so ready.
Are you ready? Ladies, Dave, why don't you hand the microphone? Everybody just say your name and your concern level for playing this game.
Kim, not too concerned.
All right.
I'm Gia, and just a little bit.
Okay.
I'm Andrea, and I'm competitive. So
okay, there we go. Okay, well, let's start with Andrea, then. Let's start with Andrea. Andrea. Andrea's over there.
Oh,
yeah, come on. Dave's not paying attention. Andrea, where did you have the best date between you and Gary? He can't really tell me if you had a great date with Fred before, you know, Gary. Best date. Where was it? Best date.
Like before being married or like
anytime?
Anytime. I would say going out to dinner in Paris. Pretty good date.
That's a pretty good date. Okay, dinner in Paris. Gia, where did you have your best date?
I would say our first date. We went to Denny's, and then we also went to our car show.
First date, Denny's and a car show. Good combo.
Grand Slam?
I like that. Did you have the Grand Slam? Yes. Kim, best date.
Oh, it was a long time ago, but I think I'm going with my first date, too. We went to see Crocodile Dundee.
Got it. Okay.
And then we closed out Ground Round.
Got it.
Nice.
Old school Ground Round. Okay. Let's go with Gia first this time. In your friendship group, who's the one friend that can get a little annoying? Maybe not a lot annoying, but just a little annoying. Like, it could be your friend, it could be two's friend, but just sometimes they kind of bug you.
I would say my own friend. Do I have to mention her name?
Yes, you do.
Valeria. She just kind of gets a little, like, overreactive or, like, think too much, and it's kind of to the point where you have to, like, reassure her a lot, but it goes both ways, though.
Yeah.
So,
Valeria. Yeah. I like it.
Got it.
Valeria, come on out. We've got you here. No, I'm kidding. All right, Kim, in the friendship, could be yours, like, Gia, could be your guys. Who is it?
I was going to say that he's probably going to say Barbara.
Barbara. What makes Barbara annoying? Come on, what do we got?
She's very demanding.
Very demanding. Sounds like Dave Harrigan, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Andrea?
Oh, boy.
What do we got? Somebody in the friendship group.
I'm struggling with this.
Ideally, they're listening right now and about to have their soul absolutely crushed because they think they've never made a mistake in their entire life.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe.
No one is not an answer. That's a lie.
I know. Guess the closest one that might pop up is Bridget.
Bridget?
Yes.
Okay, what does Bridget do?
She is also very competitive and is just goes 300% and knows no break.
Doesn't back away at all.
Yes, so it's always when we're doing something with her, it's full throttle and got to be all in.
Okay. This one, we'll go to Kim. Kim, you can answer this any way you want. The first place that you and Jim had something-something. First place, a little something-something.
How specific?
As specific, and Jim comes out here, he'll answer it.
Okay, I will say Duluth.
Duluth. Dave, do we need a little more specific than Duluth?
Okay, Duluth at a friend's house.
Friend's house. Duluth, friend's house.
That'll work.
That's good enough. Yeah, Andrea, first place, little something-something.
I would say college.
Dave, I think we need
a little more specific.
Yeah, a little more college.
Well, if we're going with, like, town, Collegeville.
College.
Minnesota. Dorm, apartment?
Let's say apartment.
College.
Actually, no, I'm sorry, St. Joseph, Minnesota.
St. Joseph, and it was apartment?
Yes, apartment.
Okay, there we go. All right. I put this in the wrong spot after the switch. Gia, what do you got?
I would just say his house.
His house.
His house.
That's fine. That's specific enough. Okay, last one, and we only will use this if there's a tiebreaker. Okay? Only if a tiebreaker. Let's start with Andrea on this one. On a scale of 0 to 10, how will Gary rate his own looks? 0 to 10, how will Gary rate his own looks? 0 to 10. Zero, he said. Jeez,
I'd say an 8.
8, okay.
Sure. Sure.
Gary's fairly confident,
yes.
Right? Yes. Yeah, that's fine. Gia.
I would say a 10 because he thinks he looks really good.
Okay. 2 is very confident of himself. All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Do you agree?
I think he could do a little bit better.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, I'm going to put that one down. Could do a little bit. Okay. In which area? Hold on. Let's go back to 2 if you're saying. In which area could he do a little bit better?
I would say clothes-wise, fashion-wise, he could do better.
Yeah, what does he do?
I mean, he just has a very limited closet. I would say that.
Do you try to help him with that?
I do, but he refuses.
Refuses?
Yes.
What do you think about the clothes he's wearing today?
I did want him to change, but then it was a little bit of going back and forth, and I just kind of gave up.
Yeah.
Just wear whatever you want to wear, you know?
Yeah. Dave?
I can't throw stones.
No, you can't. All right, Kim, Jim, what's he going to say? 0 to 10 is looks. I mean, we've got some confident men so far.
Okay, he's a confident person, but he'd probably say a 6.
6, okay. What do you think?
Well, of course I think he's a 10.
Okay.
I married him.
Yeah, well, okay. All right, let's pause. Bring the guys out late, and you cannot share answers here, okay? We got spies out watching all this. We got cameras.
We
got high technology. It's 830 day. You can't cheat.
Not with Twins tickets on the line.
4-pack of Twins tickets to the winner. Newlywed game. We're back in minutes on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to it. Last segment at the fair. We're finishing with the newlywed game. The guys are out, so we got Gia and 2, Gary and Andrea, Jim and Kim. Let's start with Gia and 2 for this one. Gia, the best date the two of you ever had. Where was it? What can you tell me about it?
2 is going to answer this one.
2's got it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Best date. What can you tell me about it? That Gia picked, the best date.
Do I just say a place, or do I...
Something that we're going to recognize what Gia said. Where you went, what you did.
All right. I'm going to say...
You have to go quick.
Denny's?
Denny's is correct! Very good! Excellent! Excellent. All right. Gary and Andrea. Gary, best date. What did Andrea say?
What did she say?
Yeah. Your best date.
Will you go to Harry Potter with me?
No, that is not correct. she, for some reason, I mean, the option was Harry Potter or Dinner in Paris. She thought Dinner in Paris might have been better. I can't imagine why Andrea would think that way. Jim and Kim. Jim, best date. Tell me about it.
She took me to a gun range to fire guns.
That is incorrect. First date. Then you saw Crocodile Dundee.
Two.
Crocodile Dundee, two. Let's get it. Let's make sure.
It was two.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Jim here on this one.
Back to Jim?
Yeah. In your friendship circle, who's the most annoying person in your friendship circle? Though it could be your friend, could be Kim's friend. Who is that person just gets on your nerves just a little bit?
Oh. I hope she isn't listening.
She answered very quickly, by the way, Kim did. Boom, right away.
The most annoying friend she ever had was named Buffy.
Oh, no. Not Buffy. Barbara.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What do we think about these two? Jim's nodding. What was so annoying about Buffy?
She was just annoying.
Okay. Just annoying. All right.
She does not listen to this channel.
Yeah, okay. Well, so, yeah, I could say it. Two, in your friendship group, who is the annoying one? Who do you got?
I got a lot of annoying friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Can I say Chinu?
Nope, not Chinu. Valerian, right? What do you think about that answer from Gia? Valerian.
What was the answer?
Valerian, right?
Valeria?
Valeria. Oh, yeah, I did that in the process.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's annoying, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. Gary and Andrea. Who we got?
Bridget.
Bridget is correct.
Yay!
That is correct. Let's go to Gary here for a second. What is annoying about Bridget?
I'm going to be honest, I answered that because we have two people named Bridget, and I just assumed that was my best guess.
I like it. I mean...
That counts.
We might have to stipulate rules next time.
It's good math.
Yeah. Okay. Who goes first in this one? I think... Gary does. Gary, the first time... Tell me the location, the first time you guys had a little something-something. First time you had a little something-something, where was it?
Are we talking about physical something, something, or like...
I leave it up to... I just say something, something, and then you guys decide.
First day of college, French class at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa. No. Go ahead, Andrea. Tell Gary what you said.
Well, right town. Well, kind of right town, but yeah. Apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're hearing French class, bar, apartment.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things.
Good
here.
For you guys.
All right, congratulations. Jim and Kim, you need to get on the board here.
I know.
Let's go. Let's get on the board. First place, Jim, a little something-something.
Well, it depends on what her definition of something-something was.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Stillwater.
Stillwater is not correct. She said Friends House Duluth. Does that ring a bell at all?
Yeah.
That does ring a bell. He seemed very pleased about that, by the way.
Something that she's referring to.
Yeah. Okay. Now, to take a 2-1-0 lead to first place, a little something-something. What do you got?
Her house?
I need to be a little more specific. Where was the house?
The couch?
I don't know if we can say this one. I think, what city? What area are we talking?
Oh, Brooklyn Park.
No, incorrect. It was Collegeville, her apartment.
That was me.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's right. It is. You know, that was your house. Your house, right? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I screwed up there.
Yeah,
sorry about that. I screwed that one up. Okay, so now we're just down to two.
We are.
We're just down to two. Sorry, you guys are out.
No, that's okay.
Okay. So, Gary and Andrea. Gary, we got a minute here. Andrea was asked to rate your looks 1 to 10.
What he would say.
What you would say.
What you would say.
What did she think you would say about your looks 1 to 10?
Seven. What's
7. Okay. She said an 8. So you're one off. Okay, that's pretty good. That's one off. 2. Gia, guess you would say, you rating your looks 0 to 10, 1 to 10. What did she think you, what number would she come up for you rating your own looks?
10.
10 is correct.
Oh!
10 is correct. They are the winners. Congratulations to Gia 2. What a round of applause for Gia 2. Fantastic. Thank you, guys. We'll get all your information. Appreciate you coming out. This is it for us, Dave. Phenomenal job.
Thank you. You too.
Great job. Thank you, everybody, who helped us out for a great State Fair run. We're done. Jason is next here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.